a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
We had quite a hectic weekend. To be honest, it wasn't a great one. Saturday during the day, Goldie from, so this is my 10-month-old daughter, almost 11-month-old daughter, she was quite disgruntled from about lunchtime, wouldn't settle, like was just grumpy about everything and kind of, I don't know, squawking a lot. We're trying to feed her in a high chair. And she's, anyway, she went down for a nap, didn't sleep for very long, came, woke up again. Carly went out to the shops. I, you know, was there with both girls. And Goldie, again, was very disgruntled and just wouldn't eat and just wouldn't calm down and, like, basically cried on and off the whole hour that Carly was out. I almost got her down to sleep. I thought she didn't have a long enough nap. She fell asleep again about 10 minutes or so, woke up just as Carly got home. Carly then finally got her down for a second nap. She slept for maybe another half an hour. And when she woke up, she looked like that.
Oh.
Like that. Her eyes had fully blown up her eyelids. She basically couldn't open her eyes. Certainly her right eye she couldn't open. Her left eye was just open a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Her ears were massive.
Now you've got me worried. What is it?
She had like red blotches all over her face, armpits, around her nappy, on her chest and stuff.
Bubba.
We freaked right.
Of course you would have, And she was breathing okay? Like, because that's, you look at that and
that's
think,
the main thing. Look at that little baby.
Oh, my God, little darling.
So, so we panicked and we're like, oh, what's going on? Poor thing. And so it's the most horrifying time with when you've got a child and you don't know what's wrong with them, but clearly something's really wrong.
Yeah.
So we called 000 and my mum's like a trained nurse, she's a working nurse at the moment, but they just happened to be out coming home from Melbourne, and so it's like, this stuff always happens when mum's not home. Anyway, she got home kind of as I was on hold to 000, which was we got through straight away, and the lady stayed on the line with us as we called the ambulance, and we were waiting for the ambulance, and it got to a point where it had been about 20 minutes and she couldn't give us an ETA for the ambulance, so she said, all I know is that it's been sent. Whatever.
So
we're in there, like tossing up. Do we wait for the ambulance? Because you've heard the horror stories of hours and hours of waits and stuff. Or do we make the run just into Geelong Hospital? You know, it's going to be by the time we get through town and to the hospital, it's probably going to be half an hour or, you know, close to 25 minutes or something. So we're like, oh, what do we do?
Oh, it's so hard.
In the end, I said to the lady, all right, don't worry about it. We'll put her in the car and we'll drive her. Again, it wasn't like a super emergency, but it was concerning because we didn't know what was going on with her breathing and stuff. Got as we hung up, she's like, okay, good, I'll register that. As we hung up and went to open the garage to get in the car, the ambos rocked up. Paramedics rocked up.
Yeah.
And I just want to say they were beautiful.
Amazing.
They were.
Bless.
That was just as someone, as a parent who was like stressing hard to see them roll up with their kits and just all their know-how and stuff was just such a relief. And so can I just send a huge shout out to all our paramedics around Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine, but specifically to Simon and Paul, who were our two there on Saturday evening. And they were wonderful. They're both dads themselves, so very empathetic, great at calming us down, calming Goldie down. Indy was a bit upset as well. So they just managed the situation beautifully, took Carlia and Goldie to hospital. I stayed with Indy for a bit. And then, you know, I went there later in the evening. We managed to get checked out that night. And Goldie, by about the 24-hour mark, had her face had come back down and all the swelling is gone. And the thing is that all the way through, her personality wise, she was pretty normal. And so Carly sent me a video from the ambulance of her like squawking and going, dad, 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 you know. So it's heartbreaking, man.
Don't leave us hanging. What,
what
was
happened?
It?
Allergic reaction. They don't know.
They don't know.
To something. She had pancakes. She's had pancakes before, but they're like maybe the egg in the pancake. And maybe
She's had a bit of egg before.
Yeah, and she was crawling around outside with me while I was hanging stuff on the washing line. Again, something she's done many times before, but we don't know whether she put something in her mouth or she touched something
maybe
out
grass
there.
Grass or something.
So we got to go and get like properly allergy tested. Bubba. But just to see her, because we never had that with Indy, just to see her face just
And
her not be able to open her eyes and
that's
stuff.
That's shocking.
Oh,
that is so scary.
Mm. But that's how's that? So once a year for the last 3 years, we've had to call the ambulance. We've had paramedics help us in Brisbane for India. And then for me last year with my back. Yeah. And then this year with Goldie as well.
You're right, the paramedics are incredible. They are phenomenal. It is not their fault the system needs
absolutely
work
not.
And they come out and do an amazing job. And
they
so
deal
lucky.
With so much, like, it's terrible. Like, obviously, you and Carly are, even in your worst state, would still be beautiful people, and they deal with terrible people day, you know what I mean, as well. Yep. So, yeah, I'm so glad that they were there for you, buddy, because that's a shocker.
Thanks, mate. So, yeah, big shout out to, as I say, Simon and Paul. Paul and Simon. Like, that's easier to remember, Paul Simon. Anyway, great Saturday night. K-Rock.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I'm not sure how you two feel about this one, but apparently there is a new trend, and it is driven by workers under 40, right? So that's why I'm asking you two in particular, since you're over that mark.
You're saying we wouldn't understand.
You're over that mark. Office workers have been asked a question. There's a survey that's been going around, and apparently it turns out that they have decided they want to ban telephone calls in the workplace because they find them, quote, confrontational and aggressive. People under 40.
What?
Saying.
You mean no telephone calls at all,
just email, WhatsApp,
or text.
And Messenger. Yeah, that's it.
Because email's barely confrontational.
Yeah.
As per my previous.
Love an as per my previous. Amazing.
So suggesting that people under 40 want to lose the art of having a conversation with someone.
Well, they
over
find
an electronic
it.
Device.
They find it confrontational and aggressive. And apparently, more than 3 in 4 respondents admitted to frequently ignoring calls when they didn't recognise the caller's number for fear it could lead to a confrontational conversation. Yes.
What do you do if someone walks up to your desk?
Well,
hide underneath it.
1 in 10 admitted to going out of their way to avoid face-to-face conversations because they left them feeling on edge. Do you know what? That's having anxiety. That's just medicate that straight out of your life. You know what I mean? That's every instance I have with another human is uncomfortable, but I continue to have them. You've got it.
Yeah, this feeds into it, what we were discussing last week about artificial intelligence taking over.
Yeah.
Because if we, and what I mean by we is the next generation, come through and are unable to converse face-to-face with humans and they do it all through technology, the machines are just getting a further leg up.
See,
it's
weird
all part of the grand plan.
I find it funny that they think that text is not confrontational and aggressive, because if you've ever received a message from Tom asking to get coffees, then you'll know that texts can be aggressive as well.
All right.
10 out of 10 times. All right.
So, all right, fine. I'll give you a question mark and a please.
Yeah, thank you.
You really want
it. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I don't know. Jono must be close, because just hearing in my heart just...
Oh, the puffer vest. I mean, that's what you hear it before you see him.
Yeah, before you see him. Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to go a little sleeveless number like you have.
Yeah, thank you.
A sleeveless puffer.
Yeah, I've got the sleeveless puffer. We'll see.
Were the arms warm this morning? You didn't
need
the sleeves?
You know, my extremities just don't need to be thought about.
I've never understood.
I'd appreciate if you don't think about my extremities.
Okay.
All right. Just focus on your own.
Everything about you is an extremity, mate. Don't you worry.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Now, Jack Algate is just one of the best, right?
Yeah. Love Jackie.
Former Channel 7 reporter. She's taken some leave, but then she's still around. She's kind of filling in and doing a few things. And
popped up with Darce on House of Wellness, I believe, on the weekend.
Yes, she does that.
And stars on social media.
Oh, like, man.
Was huge.
Everyone follows her. If you want to know what's happening, Jackie Falgate, like, you know what I mean? Like, with rats and lost dogs, and she does it all, right? Anyway, this morning she uploaded something that shocked and appalled us. And, Lingy, I've sent you a photo of it there.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. That's not serious. Is that being charged separately?
So this is what it looks like. She has uploaded 20 minutes ago, lettuce now being charged separately in some Melbourne restaurants, $1 per iceberg leaf. So it looks here like someone has gone to, I'm going to say, look, it looks, I think it's Chinese because it's Peking duck, peppered beef, crab fried rice. We've got some scallops there as well.
Prawn toast.
Prawn toast, right? Mm. And someone's ordered the San Choi Bao. Now, that comes in at $18. However, under the San Choi Bao, it says plus one lettuce cup, and that is charged at $1.
They've had a good feed, by the way.
Yeah,
good night on the bank.
$400 meal.
I was looking at that. I'm like, oh, that's a good night out.
How many people do you reckon that is?
I reckon it's four.
Four beers,
I reckon
three
it's four.
Wines?
Yeah, I reckon four people.
Okay.
But a dollar for one lettuce leaf.
One lettuce cup, yes. The backing of a good San Choi Bao. You can use cabbage. You know, Macedonians use cabbage. We do that with our kind of rolls, rice roll things. But lettuce, I mean, you can't go past a crisp iceberg or cos lettuce for a San Choi Bao.
I hear you. I know you need it, and it's just a necessity. But a dollar seems
Let's
a
go
lot.
To our resident TA. What would you do, Tom?
Well, I was just trying to translate the words San Choi Bao. So, okay. So Cantonese, San Choi translates to lettuce and Bao translates to bun or wrap.
Okay. So it's a lettuce wrap.
Yes.
Yes.
So theoretically, you're paying $18 for Bao, sans San Choi. You're not buying San... You can't charge me $18 for San Choi Bao and not give me the San Choi.
It's San Choi. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Otherwise, just put it as Bao on.
But what are businesses to do? This is the thing, you know. I don't know.
But they're getting
a cost price, aren't they?
Yes.
So, you know.
I've got an idea. You would know all about the cost price.
I don't want to talk about it. It's not my. Don't come for me.
Your family are market gardeners. Do they do lettuce?
Do they do
broccoli?
I'm not commenting.
Do they do lettuce?
Oh.
No, we don't have lettuce at the moment. We don't.
At Loggy's house.
Yeah. As far as I'm aware, there's only a few farms that have it.
Okay.
And they are watched around the clock.
High security.
So don't be thinking you can park on the road and take a broccoli or a lettuce like many people have done in the past.
Like in Tassie, how they have the opium, the poppy flowers, the farms there, and they have the big security on it. Now that's what's happening in Werribee South now with the lettuce.
We need to call the con man.
No, what we need to do is we've got a little slush fund to buy little stuff for the show if we want. It's not very big.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Do you reckon we can find somewhere that is actually selling lettuce?
Yeah.
And we'll just buy lettuce and we'll give them away.
Buy like two or three heads of lettuce.
Yeah. Mm.
And give them as prizes to our listeners.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll get Cameron Ling to sign it.
No, don't ruin it by getting pen on it.
No, don't want any pen on
it.
Any leaf.
All right.
Remember how this is so wasteful, but, you know, if you bought a lettuce back when they were cheap, you'd kind of, like the outer leaves, you'd sort of just
rip them off and wash
them and everything like that, cut out the sort of the heart of it and everything like that. You'd eat it all now.
Oh,
Even the manky looking leaves.
The core. Yeah. Doing something with that, boil it down.
Chew on something? Chew on the core.
All right. Someone write that down. We're going to try and organise some iceberg lettuce and give it away as prizing. K-Rock.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955 weekday mornings from 6.